In today's Mishnah, from the 5th and 6th Mishnah, from the 5th Perek Masechta Nazir, Mishnah begins. There are 6 individuals walking on their way. And another person is approaching them. One of them say, Hareini Nazir Sheze Ploni. I am a Nazir if that person is Ploni. Hareini Nazir She'ein Ze Ploni. Meaning, if he's saying, if that person isn't Ploni, then I'm a Nazir. So he's taking the opposite position. The third person says, Hareini Nazir She'chad Mekem Nazir. I'm a Nazir. On the condition that they say that one of you are Nazir. And the next person says, he's a Nazir, she'ein echad mekem Nazir. I'm a Nazir that neither of you are Nazir. The Chamishi, the fifth person says, hareini Nazir, that he's a Nazir, she'shneichem Nazirim, that both of you are Nazirim. Vashishi, and the sixth person says, well, I'm a Nazir, she'kulchem, that all of you are Nazirim. In that situation, what do we do? Beit Shammai says, kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirs. Why? Because since they all stated Hareini Nazir, and they've basically already accepted upon themselves being Nazir, despite the fact they have hung it or made it dependent on something that they've made a mistake with. Because as we've said previously in our learning last few days, that he holds just as Hekdesh Taut is Hekdesh, so too when someone makes a Kabbalah to be Nazir and is Beta'ut, dependent on, say, an error, then he is still a Nazir. Beit Hillel says, no, Eino Nazir Elo Mishe Lo Nitkayem Madvarav. According to Beit Hillel, they maintain that really we basically have to find out who that person is, and then whoever's conditions are met for them to become a Nazir, they are the Nazirim. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, Eino Chameh Nazir, none of them are Nazir. Why? Because he says, in the Pasuk refers to Nazir, says Ish, when it says, Ki afli lindor neder Nazir. The term hafla'ad used in the Pasuk, he understands that the person is only a Nazir if, when they declare that they're a Nazir, it's done with absolute crystal clear clarity. In other words, they know exactly who that person is coming towards them. Now, since in all this situation there's a bit of a doubt, a bit of a safek, in that situation, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's not a proper Kabbalah to be a Nazir, and it will not be binding on any of them. Mishnah Ka'a continues with Mishnah Vav. Hirtia la'achorav. If, however, that person that was approaching him and bolted, he's run off, and we actually don't know who he was. And it's impossible to clarify who he was. In that situation, according to the first opinion, we say Einu Nazir. Why? Because it's according to the opinion, we've seen this debate previously, that Safek Nizirut is Lehakel. And this is the debate we've seen actually previously in our learning together. And the debate is, we'll see now the Pishon of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we have to be Machmir in a case of Safek. And that was because, according to the first opinion, we say that Ein Adam Mach Nichnas LeNizirut Misafek. Meaning when he accepts upon the neder to become a Nazir, he's not going to place himself in a particular situation of doubt. So his intention was never to be in that place, so therefore, that's not a proper Kabbalah. That's why we say, Safek Nezirut Lahakel. However, Rabbi Shimon says that, as we said, we treat it stringently, and he maintains in that situation we have to deal with the suffix. So what do we do? We say, Yomar. He says, Im Hayakid Varai. If all the terms were met according to the way I stipulated it, then Harini Nazir Chova, then I'm simply a Nazir based on my original declaration. These are the individuals who have to say that. The Imlav, if not, meaning if, for example, the first person, that declaration, him is a Nazir, if that person is such and such an individual and turns out really wasn't, even though we've got no way of clarifying it, we say Imlav, then Harini Nazir Nadava. Then he says, if it wasn't, my terms weren't met, then I'm nonetheless, I'm mekabel to be a Nazir voluntarily now. And in that situation, he is therefore becoming a Nazir regardless. And if it is true that this was his real obligation to do so, he's fulfilling that obligation. And that's the way Rabbi Shimon gets around this safek, and he would obligate each of the 6 individuals to do exactly that. Those are the Mishnah today.